The Interior Department is handing out $280 million to refugees around the country. Of the nearly $8 million coming to Wisconsin, about three-quarters will go to build a new headquarters and visitor center at the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge near La Crosse. Fish and Wildlife spokesman Jason Holm says the current building is old and inadequate.
Energy inefficient and really not really of a benefit to people, visitors who are coming to that facility as well. So this will be a kind of a more than $6 million. We'll build an energy efficient office and a maintenance facility, and that'll benefit the processes throughout the Upper Miss.
The Wildlife Refuge at Nacita will get $500,000 for new solar panels. A fish hatchery at Genoa will get $400,000. And about $800,000 will go toward habitat restoration along Lakes Michigan and Superior and along the Kickapoo and Bad Rivers. Holm insists the spending will stimulate the economy.
Very shortly, and with a completion date by the end of fiscal year 2010, you'll see shovels turning dirt and these projects in place using labor and facilities from those local communities.
Holm says construction companies and other firms will have to bid for the work at the wildlife refuges. He says some proposed projects at refuges around the U.S. did not get funded. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.